I'm Gwendolyn Christie, and this is the Callisto Protocol Helix Station.
Episode 2, Shipwrecks.
Dropping emergency harnesses, everyone strap in!
Proximity alert.
You can't crash this into the dock!
Proximity alert.
You better land this right. I ain't dying today.
Here goes nothing.
The Prendergast! Thrusters, now!
Come on! Come on!
Nice job, kid. You killed my ship with style.
Thanks, but... how in the hell are we supposed to get off this place?
Oh, I'm going to be taking your fugitive's cargo ship. Consider that part of the fee.
Yeah. Sorry to break the news to you, but with Black Iron Rides, it's Black Iron ships only. We're the only ones who can fly them.
So then how was our fugitive able to fly? He hacked into your ship's Black Iron kill switch.
Oh, you didn't hear. He cut the hand off of one of our guards.
Great work, everyone. We made it. Now count your blessings and suit up, because we got a fugitive to catch.
A fugitive who knows we're close.
With the place sealed up, we're going to have to cut our way in. Percy, any thoughts?
Docking bay door's still the best point of entry. Brute force should do the trick.
For what it's worth, Prendergast. Nice landing.
Hey, hold up a sec. What are your thoughts on those two?
Kane's old school, the seen-it-all type, seems like a straight shooter. Her, I don't know, she just seems batshit.
No doubt about that.
That said, they do seem to know what they're doing. I mean, people in their line of work usually don't get gray.
Doesn't mean we have to trust them.
What's the holdup?
Coming, Cap.
There's a chance our convict is on the other side of this hatch, just waiting for his chance to blast us first.
If that's the case, we don't want to get got with our pants down. I want you ready.
Yes, sir.
Batting ram is all set. Locked and loaded, everyone?
Fire up.
And we're pounding.
Things are us and the man we're after.
I hope you're right.
Get your flashlights on. It's go time.
Percy, you okay? Percy.
I don't know if I can do it.
I'll keep an eye on you. Come on.
Just give me a minute, okay?
What? Oh, Jesus. Don't tell me you need another fix.
Just stand watch, okay?
The things I do for you. Percy.
I'm coming. I'm on my way.
Just like you remember.
Percy.
What?
So what do you think? Is it like you remember?
When you get to my age, all the memories blur together.
Watch out for these bodies.
Guess not everybody became a space rock, huh? Careful, Tanaka. That skeleton likes you.
Will you please shut up, Prendergast?
Poor bastards. Looks like they were clawing at the doors when they sealed this place.
What happened here?
The radiation has altered Helix. That and the emptiness of time. Nothing here is as it was. Even the dust mites are different.
What do you say?
Helix doesn't want us here. I can feel it.
Quit talking like that, you old bat. Freaking me out. It's just a station. That's all.
I can feel their souls. Still trapped in here after all these years.
Percy, you're talking in riddles again.
Kane, you were right. She's got a few screws loose.
We tried to extract who we could.
Come on, Percy. Back to the present.
What was that?
What was what?
Did you see that?
I want lights down that hallway. If it's him, be ready. I got nothing. That is nothing but rubble and a dead end.
I swear I saw something.
Maybe it was one of your ghosts.
Yeah. Maybe.
Looks like the ceiling must have collapsed.
Great. Now where the fuck do we go?
Can't lift it. Looks like this way is an outgo.
Percy! Where are we in relation to where we need to be?
Other side of that rubble is the atrium. From there we could branch off to wherever we need to go.
So all we have to do is get around 10 tons of metal?
Over here! We can make it to the other side if we take this ventilation shaft.
Tanaka, what we got on radiation?
Let me check. Levels are high. These vents seem to be blowing real hot.
Percy?
I don't see any other choice.
Then let's get snug.
I'll take point.
No, Percy first. Après vous, mademoiselle.
Sorry, Metzger. I don't speak, asshole. Wait up a second. We're stopping.
What is it?
It looks like something is growing along the surface of the vent.
What's the holdup?
The vent's covered in some sort of black mold. Looks like some sort of strange fungus.
Yeah, black mold and mushrooms don't bite.
Particles of something probably blew up here and mixed up with the radiation.
Just keep moving. We're not going back.
You heard him, Percy. Move. We're going forward.
All right, but it's about to get nasty in here.
She wasn't lying.
Wait. You hear that?
What's that sound?
It sounds like...
a rat.
No. I do not do rats. I don't do tight spaces, and I do not do rats.
Oh, God. What's wrong with it? Why is it so bloated?
It's irradiated. That's why it's covered in sores.
Ah, shit. Is that fungus growing on its back?
Everyone back up. It's coming.
Hold still. I'm gonna shoot it.
Put the gun back, or you'll hit her.
Knife me! I can't reach it!
What?
Can't see my boot knife!
Okay, on its way.
Die! Piece of shit!
Percy, it's dead.
Right.
I think we just pissed off its cousins.
Back up! Back up! Move!
Come on, move it!
There's not enough room!
Just chill! You're causing a logjam back here! We're gonna trample each other!
If we can't go back, then we're cutting our way out.
Hold on.
A plasma cutter?
I never knew home without it.
Prendergast, hold up! Give him room!
I'm trying! There's more up ahead!
Come on, come on! There's a whole goddamn storm coming our way!
Get me out of here!
Come on, I've got you!
Come on, get out!
Let's go, you bastard! You want this? You want this fucking shit? Eat it! Bastard! Fucking go! Eat it!
Enough, kid. They're gone. Safe.
Should have brought some cats on this goddamn station.
Ooh, that's a nasty little bite. You're gonna make it.
Survive.
Barely see anything through this steam.
So this is what's left of Helix. Billboards bring in news from the past.
And just when they came to pull out the squatters, no one thought to turn these damn things off.
When the shit hit the fan, we didn't have much time to think of anything.
Well, it feels like a robot junkyard in here.
Oh, I haven't seen tech this geriatric outside of a museum. These bots must be running in low power mode.
After all this time?
It's giving me the willies.
Nothing but circuits and empty words.
Tanaka, how are we doing on the radiation?
Manageable. Air quality is actually pretty good.
We should save our air until we need it then. Close the tanks, everyone. Visors up. We're going gills and iodine pills.
Come on, geezers. You heard him.
I want you all on high alert.
Yeah. He could be anywhere in here.
Percy, where are we headed?
The prisoner escaped 72 hours ago. It's likely he hasn't eaten since. No matter his desire to forge a getaway, science is science. And science says he needs to eat.
Nothing like some 100-year-old bar cherries.
The markets are this way.
System of failure.
I'm sorry, 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 sorry.
We got signs of life.
Where's that coming from?
That'd be where we're headed.
Let's move.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out the Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find the Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Hello, unidentified passengers. Please hold and provide identification.
An antique killing machine.
Probably caught up with the convict.
And now it's caught up with us, too.
Hello, unidentified passengers. Please hold and provide identification.
Tanaka, what's the situation here?
I don't know. This is a lot different than fixing up the bots at Black Iron. This thing's gotta be over 100 years old.
Well, can you do it or not?
If you can buy me some time. I think I can hack it. Disable the guns, at least. But it's gonna want to scan us.
Step forward, single file. Display your boarding passes, please.
Careful. Its programming seems to be on the fritz. These older models aren't designed to last this long. It's a miracle she's even still running.
Perfect. So it's not just a killer robot. It's a glitchy killer robot.
Yeah, something like that.
Its database hasn't been upgraded in 2 decades, so we're screwed.
It allowed me on file from the extraction mission. Granted, that's 20 years back, but maybe that can buy us some time.
Yeah, or we just blast it.
This ain't no mutated rat, kid. This thing shoots back, and it don't miss.
If I can get around behind it, I think I can bypass its system.
All right, Tanaka. Do your thing.
Please provide security credentials, or I'll take aggressive measures.
I have clearance. You should have me on file. Skip Tracer, Percy Riggs.
Lean your head in for a facial recognition scan.
Okay. Come on.
Error. Face doesn't match the biometric data on file.
It's me. Check again. Here. Take my fingerprints. Tanaka, it's tweaking out here.
10 seconds.
If it moves at her again, just shoot.
Hand onto the scanner, please. Hand onto the scanner, please. You have 5 seconds to comply.
Okay.
Scanning. Percy Riggs, Sketch Tracer, cleared.
I told you! These are my prisoners. I'm escorting them off Helix.
Guns offline.
When do we shoot it?
There's no clean shot.
Wait till she gets out of there.
Cyber threat detected.
No!
Tanaka!
Shit.
Fire! Fire!
Someone check Tanaka.
There's nothing left to check. Poor girl.
God damn robots!
It's busted, kid. You got it.
Hey, I think I've got eyes on that fugitive ship.
Where?
Is that it? Other side of the market, ancillary docking station.
Yeah, that's her, all right. Black iron tags.
Thank God. Let's find our target and get off this tin coffin.
You don't even give a shit that Tanaka's dead? I mean, what's wrong with all you people?
We're just trying not to join her, that's all.
If you haven't noticed, we've had bad intel from the start. Proximity mines, mutated rats, killer robots. What gives, Metzger? Black Iron thought we could just stroll in here?
All I know is the sooner we find our man, the sooner we could leave. Now let's keep moving.
You kidding me? Are we just gonna leave her here?
It's okay, kid. Come on.
Blood here. Fresh.
Hold up. I think we've got a body.
Where?
In there. Back of the noodle joint. This our guy?
Can't tell. Not much skin left to check.
He's still crispy, though. Could this have been the one that was shooting earlier?
He's got a core.
A core?
Cranial optical recording engine.
It's what we call neck implants on Black Iron. All the inmates have them. That way we can play back everything they've seen.
An all-seeing eye.
Yeah, something like that.
Let's cut her out.
Look like you've done this before?
Yep. It's part of a guard's duty to remove a core from dead inmates' brainstem. It's as easy as cleaning the fish. Let's see if we can fire it up.
What are we looking at? Are there laboratories at Black Iron Prison?
Just the sick bay. But this ain't the sick bay.
What the hell is that?
It looks like some sort of corpse.
Opening the chest cavity.
Jesus Christ. What are we looking at, Doctor?
I don't know. None of the internal organs are recognizable. The patient has undergone rapid mutation in just several hours.
Yesterday, this was a human being, like both of us, but now...
This microbe is dangerous. Its interaction with human DNA is like throwing gasoline on a fire.
Be careful what you say. There are eyes and ears everywhere.
Look at its mouth. 1 foot in diameter. Tentacles that extend to its waist. We have to stop. We can't continue.
Get a hold of yourself, Doc. There's a live demonstration at 0300 hours.
Another one?
Warden's orders.
What are these things?
What are you guys doing over at Black Iron Prison? So now you're experimenting on inmates.
Hey, 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 this is all new to us as well.
Proximity alert.
So the prisoner escaped with one of those things in cryo.
Jesus Christ.
What the hell is going on? What have you all got us into here?
I don't know.
That's bullshit.
It ain't bullshit, old man.
We need to check that ship. See if it can still run.
I'm not too keen on going in there.
Especially if that thing is inside.
You know what? My patience is starting to stretch thin with you two.
We just lost one of our own. I don't need to start losing others. We're checking the ship, seeing if it's operational, and then we're gonna get the hell out of here.
Don't let us stop you, Metzger. Peek inside if you like.
How about we all go?
After you.
Think she can still fly?
She's a Black Iron ride. She'll fly. Metzger, come here. Give me a hand with this.
What is it?
Come on, help me lift.
Jesus!
Is that the same thing from the operating table?
Looks like it. Frozen in a 7-foot popsicle.
For long.
You think it's still alive in there?
I don't know.
Episode 2, Shipwrecks. The Callisto Protocol, Helix Station, stars Gwendolyn Christie as Percy, Sam Littlefield as Prendergast, Michael Ironside as Kane, Kevin Durand as Metzger, Cassandra Blair as Tanaka, Leland Orser as Lennox, with additional performances by Elizabeth Evans as the ship's voice, Jessica DiGiovanni as billboard actor, Felicia Saunders as twitching robot, Brandon Morales as nightclub robot, Jeffrey Emerson as sparking robot, Krista Scott Reed as video screen, Aaron Anderson as the mother, Brandon Paul Eales as security bot, Kathleen Garrett as doctor. Audio story by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block at Breaking and Entering. Written by Gregory Thompson and Tex Gresham. Directed by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block. Executive produced by Paula Chowles and Rob Capps. Executive producers, Jake Emanuel and Willie Block. Produced by Gloria Bradbury and Tess Ryan. Original music and composition by Ryland Blackington. Music editing by Stephen Blevins. Sound design and mix by Sam Plattner. Sound design by Pacific Standard Sound, Jimmy Miller, Matt Yoakum, and Ryan Sullivan. Dialogue editor, Eileen Roberts. Casting director, Daryl Eisenberg and Allie Beans. Assistant director, Kyle Smithers. Script supervisor, J.C. Hines. Project manager, Cameron Mark Lewis. Production coordinator, Arati Misro. Production assistant, Ryan Mercatante. Audio engineering by Charles Carroll and David Wilson. Assistant editor, Beatriz Nerona. Trailer editor, Owen Granich Young. Production legal, Erica Jewell. The Callisto Protocol, Helix Station, is a Striking Distance Studios and Godfrey Dadich Partners production. Striking Distance Studios. Story consultants, Scott Whitney, Eric Lieb, and Glenn Schofield. Executive producers, Adam Krause and TJ Kansuyi. Associate producers, Vincent Kwong and Daniel Jordanengo. VP Business Development, Blake Hennin. Based on the world of the Callisto Protocol, created by Glenn Schofield, CEO and Game Director.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Linsky.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.